It's nothing like the life you
Blog Talk Radio.
And a good job in corporate America. 10 is the life of your dreams. If you answered anything less than a 10, tune into the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del, self-made millionaire and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, will show you how to live the life of your dreams and pay for it with passive income.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon, right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies with a few sun breaks. High temperatures around 66, 67 degrees. Tonight, more clouds and light rain showers moving in. Low temperatures back down to about 53. For Thursday, starting out with mostly cloudy skies and light showers moving to mostly cloudy skies. Parting slightly by Thursday afternoon. High temperatures around 68. Mostly cloudy skies for Thursday night. Lows back down to about 53. Friday and running up into the weekend, more clouds and 50% chance of showers. High temperatures in the mid-60s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring. And coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We got a great lineup for you today. I'm really kind of jazzed about a number of different things. Certainly, I just want you to meet Dr. Matthew McKay. And you're going to get really up close and personal about what he is bringing into the world. I mean, if you can even think about this for a minute, if you could think about love in a time of impermanence, first of all, you're going to hear what love is. But more importantly, you're going to get an in-depth education on the nature of impermanence. But the question is, what does impermanence trigger? You know, what does it do? Can it take us to a place of ultimately expanding love? Or are you like somebody else, many else's in the world, and go through the pain of impermanence, the pain? You're going to hear what all that's about. You're going to hear about what Dr. McKay has done in his practice. You're going to hear about why he has been in front of, you know, those of us that study psychology, we're in front of a lot of people. But you're going to see from his perspective as a clinical psychologist, and I got to tell you, he did what I couldn't do. He teaches, professor of psychology at Wright Institute, and he is the founder of a very special clinic you'll hear about. But one of the things that is so important to think about in this show is, are we talking about trauma in the world today more than we ever have? And are we talking about it to address all of the people in our society? You know, if you talk to me about what it was like growing up in the projects in the Bronx, I will tell you, but probably by the time I was 6 years old, I saw a few things that you just cannot get out of your memory. But what do you do with it? What do you do with all that? Matthew, it's great to have you. Great to have you on the show. We got a lot to talk about, right?
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for teaching people, because I couldn't do it. It takes a whole lot of courage to do that. So thank you for not only just bringing to us the multidimensional nature of what we're about to talk about, but also many people don't believe you can keep love alive, period. Look at the latest studies, the research that's coming out. There are a lot of people that don't even think they can keep love alive in the face of stability. So let me ask you this question. We're going to talk about the book, but I know you must have seen some things. I also know you must have experienced some things in your life, right? I would love to know for you, I'm always interested, why does someone write a book like this? What kind of challenges, what kind of obstacles, Dr. McKay, did you have to overcome, move beyond, address to be here right now in this very moment and be able to talk about this book?
Well, and there are a couple of things. One, I've been a couples therapist for 45 years, and I've seen how love dies. I've witnessed people struggle and lose love, and I realized there are ways that they kept it, and I wanted to pass that on to other people. How do you keep love in the face of pain, of impermanence, of things changing? How do you keep love when you're always on some level afraid of what's going to happen next, of rejection, of loss? So I wanted to really, you know, offer whatever wisdom I've acquired over these years as I've watched love die, and I've also seen couples find ways to hold on to love in the face of impermanence and pain. The other thing is that I lost my son 15 years ago, and I set out to find him and connect to him on the other side, long journey, and one that finally resulted in my learning how to channel and having important conversations with him that have gone on all these years. He contributed to this book, Love in the Time of Impermanence. But I've also learned how to keep love alive with those who are gone, who are on the other side. How do you do that? So those are the things that I've been facing and dealing with over the years, and I wanted to pass some of that on.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I love is that when I read a book like this, without even knowing what you just said, there is an energy greater than the human body and mind can pick up a pen, okay, or a keyboard, and just put words on piece of paper. See, when I read a book like this, it is very clear to me that there's a different energy here. And it's because of that energy. It's because of what you shared. You know, it's because of this love. It's because of this collaboration that what you're writing about is so absolutely divinely meant for where we are today in the world. Would you say that?
I think this is a moment of more than maybe we faced in a long time of massive impermanence, massive change. And we are all holding our breath on some level with fear and uncertainty about, you know, what's coming next. So I think, you know, it's true that this is a moment where learning how to love in the face of impermanence, in the face of pain, in the face of change is one of the most important things we can do.
You know, I want to ask you about this idea of people keeping love alive. I want to start with that conversation. I mean, there's many, many things in the book I do want to talk with you about. But I want to talk about keeping love alive. And I want to also talk about the fact that you are very clear. And there are those of us that have experienced pain just like you, loss, just excruciating loss. And we have run for it. Many of us have run for it and run from it. Now, what do I mean by that? And I would like you to address this a little bit because this is what's going on right now. You know, addiction, alcohol rates, you know, the number of bars and the gross revenue bars are making now post-COVID is up 20 to 25% post-COVID. And the question really is, how much pain are people in that they are not talking about? What do you think? Am I on track with that?
Yeah, people are in enormous amounts of pain. And they're struggling with it in traditional ways, trying to get rid of it, try to numb it out with alcohol and substances, trying to get rid of it with, you know, intense pleasure activities, various ways of avoiding the experience of what they really feel. So that's really an enormous problem we're facing right now, not just the amount of pain that we're in, but also how we cope with pain. Mm-hmm. And we live in a society that traditionally is like, you shouldn't be in pain. If you're in pain, there's something wrong with you. You know, we should be feeling good. We should be having a good time. Life should be good. And if you're in pain, you screwed up somehow. And our answer to that is, well, then take something. Take a pill. Take an analgesic. Push it away. Do whatever it takes. Get rid of that pain. And there's some pain that we can't get rid of. And we end up, because we can't get rid of it, just trying to push it away. And in the process of pushing away the pain, we're also pushing away love. It's not possible to love without having some pain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. You know, I want to take a short break when we come back. This collaboration with Jordan, for those of you just tuning in, Jordan is Dr. McKay's late son. And this is a collaboration. But it's a collaboration that had this pathway not been open, you would not be speaking with Dr. Matthew McKay in the way that he is speaking now. You would not be speaking with him about what he's learned. You'd not be speaking about having conversations with the energy, the life force, whatever you want to call it, of those that have passed. Many of you know I do a show with Mark Anthony every Thursday, and so you understand. You would not really have a sense that you, too, have the ability to bring messages in, to get guidance, to know how to take that walk. When we come back, what does Jordan say about why there is so much pain in life? What was that message that Jordan gave Dr. Matthew? Why is there so much pain in life? And is this statement true? This was from the Dalai Lama, I believe, where I think he said something like, pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. When we come back, we're going to take this ride in this journey. We're going to talk about how these messages that have come through in the book can help you change your life, can help you love and still lose. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit brettbevel.com.
What could you achieve if you knew someone was going to ask about your progress every week? Accountability matters. Small corrections and check-ins with your goals can lead to big results in your business without you feeling overwhelmed. Success Magnified owner Mary Gall provides entrepreneurs a system of goal setting and accountability to create clarity about where you are now, your future direction, and the most effective way to get there. Book your free call at successmagnified.com today.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Are you curious about who the Holy Spirit is, or whether or not the Holy Spirit is real, and even more so, how to connect with an invisible God on a deeper level? Join me, Dr. Lisa Kohut, on Making the Holy Spirit Famous every second and fourth Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to begin that relationship, to begin to deepen your relationship with the Holy Spirit. To work with me, go to HolySpiritCoach.com. See you soon.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net. Benny, I think disco's coming back.
What makes you think that?
I just watching like stuff.
Okay.
And like you see like some of the ads like going back to the 60s and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the music. And I tried to do my best to have a conversation with Donna Summer from the other side, but she's not talking to me.
So
just
you,
saying.
You channeled your inner disco, and then you broke out your bell bottoms again?
Oh, my gosh.
I do have a picture floating around somewhere.
You're right.
I do.
I do have my bell bottoms
mm-hmm,
again because
mm-hmm.
unlike other people, it's something that I like to hang on to from my past. But that's what we're talking about today. I'm so thrilled to have Dr. Matthew McKay joining me here today. And Jordan, you know, for those of us that have gone through change and disappointment, it is a rare thing to really be able to reflect on it. But then how do we then help others go through it? That's what, you know, that's what Matthew McKay is doing. Like before we go ahead and we talk about why pain, how do people find out about you? But more importantly, how do they get a copy of the book?
Well, the book, Love in the Time of Impermanence, is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookstores everywhere. I mean, it's totally out there.
There are many things people said about this book in the front. And there are conversations about pain. You know this, and I know this from the field we're in. I can't think of how many times people have asked why, right? Why is this happening to me, Matthew? Why is Jordan? Why is this happening to me? Why am I going through this? You know, why did I have to go through that loss? Why did I lose my job after 24 and a half years, 6 months short of a pension? You know, why are my kids struggling with drugs and alcohol? It is a very interesting question. But the question that you address in the book, and Jordan does, why is there so much pain in life?
Yeah, that's right. It's an enormously important question. And I'll tell you what Jordan says exactly. And
yes.
His words. He says, the material world forces us to respond to constant change. Through change and loss and pain, we make discoveries about love and are rewarded with profound lessons. We have a lifelong course in the school of impermanence. And what I have been led to understand, because Jordan, of course, has a lot more wisdom and knowledge than I do. He's had memory of hundreds of lifetimes he's lived and all access to wisdom that we don't have here because we forget all of that when we incarnate. What he's saying is that we come here for a reason, and the reason we come here to this material world, this world of impermanence where everything is changing, where there's so much loss and hurt and pain, is to learn lessons. We're here to learn. So pain isn't something that's bad. I mean, it's hard to face, but it's not something that's wrong or bad or suggests that we've failed in some way. It's why we're here. We're here to learn how to love in the face of pain, in the face of change, in the face of impermanence. How do we love when all of that's happening? I mean, this is kind of a pretty silly example, but, you know, a parent comes home and their child has had a bad day at school and they're scared or they're upset or they're crying or you don't know how to do their homework and they're struggling with that, and a parent is tired, a parent has had a bad day at work, they're maybe depressed, they're maybe anxious, all kinds of stuff going on. How does that parent express love for that child in the face of all that pain? That's what we're here learning. You know, partners, you know, one of whom says something kind of hurtful and critical of the other, how does the partner who's heard that heard those words, somehow act with love in the face of that pain of hurt. And so our lives are full of pain, not suffering, but pain. Pain is just things that happen to us, things that affect us emotionally, things that affect us physically. And how do we, in the face of all of that, learn how to love? And so, and this is these are lessons we can't learn in the afterlife, in the spirit world. There is no pain there. And so love is natural and an effortless part of our experience and connection mm-hmm. to each other. Here, we have to learn how to love in the face of all of what this material world throws at us. And that's the reason we're here, and that's what these lessons are about.
You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about, first of all, I think you also have a website called Seeking Jordan. But one of the things I forgot to mention about you as well is you're the author of several books. One of the books, and I've read several of them, by the way, especially the books where you talk about thoughts and feelings. You know, one of the things that I loved is you have a book that goes back, I think, over a decade ago. And it was one of the first books I think I got my hands on that related mind and emotions, right, based on a universal notion for emotional disorders.
Yeah.
And so why would somebody like me even be interested in that? So forget the psychology degrees. I come from a family of that, Matthew. I come from that. I come from a mom who was alcoholic and addict. And they say that I cried for 4 years. They called it colic. But basically, my uncle that told the truth said, girl, you were born into a world. Your mom was drinking and using, and you popped in, and you just loved the taste of alcohol. But what is it about mind and emotions? And, you know, this book is to remind us, mind, emotion, spiritual energy, life force energy that exists outside of the body, and that we have the ability to tap into that. Jordan's notion of this and his knowledge and communication and wisdom of this, I need to ask you, if we could share this with all the people in the world in pain, how would their lives change, Dr. McKay?
Well, I think, first of all, when we suffer pain and we feel like there's no reason for it, there's a kind of a nihilism that we end up struggling with. It's like, well, I feel bad and there's no reason for this. Maybe God's abandoned me or there is no God. How could this be happening to me? And the truth is that we come here specifically to experience these hard, difficult emotions, these things that happen to our bodies and to our minds living in this physical world. We come here to specifically experience losses. And all of the struggles we face are actually part of our purpose here. And so instead of nihilism and this is, you know, we've been abandoned or there's no point to it or we've screwed up in some way, it's actually when we're struggling and we're facing difficult things and we're facing pain and trying to love while in pain, that's exactly what we're doing here. This is exactly our purpose. We're doing everything right. And so I guess I want to say to anyone who's struggling with pain, this is not your fault. This is not because you're bad or wrong. This is not because God has abandoned you or the universe makes no sense. It's because we came here to face these difficult things, to learn how to love.
You know, it's interesting in the book, and I want to talk about this because this is a conversation we don't have that often. We don't talk about what love is not.
Yeah.
And you do. You're like, okay, let me tell you what love is not. Let me tell you what it's not and what it does not. And you come out of the gate in the book and really set the platform for that. Let's talk about that for a little bit because I think it's one of the most universal misunderstandings that could get us into a whole lifetime of trouble.
Yeah.
You came out of the gate with that, though.
Yeah, and I think it is important to know what it is not. I mean, first of all, love isn't transient pleasures. sexual pleasures or otherwise. It's not pleasure. It's not an emotion. You know, think about it. You know, when you're with someone that you love deeply, how often do you actually have the emotion of love? You know, the emotion of love comes and goes. Most of the time, we're not feeling the love. So love isn't an emotion because it's only, you know, temporarily present in our lives. Love isn't a need or a desire. You know, you need someone. That isn't love. You desire their presence, or you desire them sexually. That isn't love. Depending on someone, you know, you need them to take care of you or protect you. That isn't love. So I think it's important to recognize that, and you know, and of course, limerence is love. That feeling of falling in love, of like, you know, I'm so attracted, so drawn, I have to be with them all the time, and I feel this sense like we're one, we're so close. All of that is lovely. It's a beautiful part of life, but it isn't love. Those are temporary experiences that come and go. Love is something else. Love is actual behavior. It's what we do. It's not what we feel. Yeah. It's what we do. And that's what I'm trying to encourage people to recognize, that love is action.
Mm-hmm.
And in my view, Jordan's view, there's really four aspects to love. One is caring. I just care about what happens to you. I care about your welfare. I care about whatever struggles you're facing. I care that on some level you are everything you could be, that you're growing and developing in the way you need to. I care about you. And the second thing is knowledge. I really see you. You can't love someone that you don't see. And one of the things that happens early in relationships when we're falling in love is we make people up. We project a lot on them, but we don't yet really know them. We don't see them. And you can't really love unless you see this human and know this person with a depth that it doesn't have to be complete transparency, but it is a sense of what this person fears, what they yearn for, what they struggle with, you know, how they want their life to be, what their values, all of that, knowing that about that person, and that's essential to love. The third thing is compassion, is knowing that person's pain and recognizing that like us, like me, like you, they have pain, and caring about that pain and having a desire and a wish that it be better, that person, that we somehow be able to actively help them with that pain. And the last part of love is intention. It's where the rubber meets the road in terms of love. It's the intention to act with love, to act with care, with knowledge, with compassion, and turn that into action. And one of the ways we do that is something called daily intentions, and we could talk more about that. But those are the four pieces of love. But at its root, love is active. It's behavior. Yeah. It's doing.
Yeah. I love that you're saying that. You know, anybody that's part of any 12-step program will know the following. And what we learn in those programs and other programs like that is that it is very difficult to go back to someone which you have betrayed. You have absolutely never been able to keep your word and start to tell them you will do better. You'll say, I am going to do better. I am going to be better. Because in their mind, and I don't know about you, but I've had more people say to me, you know what? Show me. I'm from Missouri. Even though they're not from Missouri. Did I get that right, Missouri? They're, and my best friend to this day, you know, we've been friends since 1972. You know, the action part that you're talking about is so important. When we come back, talk about what it is that we can share with people to really get to the place, one, where you trust the process, two, where you trust yourself, and three, where you trust that you will absolutely be able to embrace both love and pain. When we come back, you're going to hear what Dr. McKay is doing, has done, what the life purpose meditations are, and how Jordan continues to contribute, even in this interview. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you having difficulty feeling at home in your own home? Join Annette Rigolo and Dr. Pat in Enlightened Environments, Optimizing from the Outside In, as they present a deep dive into the various vibrations of the Earth, along with man-made energies that impact our lives. Using the Diamond Dowsing Method, we will utilize specific vibrations to elevate our own homes to support us and expand us with their energy. Join us every third Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to make your home, home.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's D-E-N-E-E.com.
Illuminate your inner framework now with Shelley Hofberg and Stephanie Salt on the show Intuitive Diagnostics on Psychic Horizons. For you to find the keys to your highest path, it is vital that you see what is happening within your inner metric of you and those around you. They'll help you utilize soul architecture so that you can unravel the highest plan of life actualization for you. Manifest your unique life mission now, every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified New Paradigm Multidimensional Transformation Energy Healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Everybody, welcome back. This is an incredible book, but it's an incredible story, and there's lots for you to find out about Dr. Matthew McKay. First of all, love in the time of impermanence, and I think Jacob is putting some images up there now for you. That is the name of this book, but it's really much more than that. You know, I'm not quite sure that Dr. Matthew figured it out, but I think Jordan, his son, probably knew that this book popping out and having a conversation about this right now would be so immensely timely, because the nature of loss that we've experienced, I call it 3 years. People corrected me that it's 2.5. I'm just saying, I think 3 years sounds good to me. But the nature of loss that we have experienced in that point in time, everything from saying goodbye to your dad through a window in a hospital without touching or seeing him. I mean, there's so many examples of this. And yet, what are we doing about it? I don't know. Do you know people that are facing their pain, or are we numbing it? Certainly, the statistics and the rise of drug use and alcoholism at every age on the planet, but online sales is a booming industry. But will that get us from where we are to where we go? And what is it that both Jordan and Dr. Matthew have done to help us understand how to find strength in love, and how pain and impermanence can either click a switch to give us an awareness or create barriers. We're going to talk about all of those, including what you said about action. Because you can tell somebody over and over and over and over and over again that you love them, and then the behavior and the action you take just doesn't support it. But how do we find strength? And where do we start? Do we always have to start with ourselves, Dr. Matthew?
Well, you're right. I'm afraid we start with ourselves. I mean, but because we are the ones who are making the decisions, we're deciding how to be and how to act in the world. And so everything starts with us. And I think that one of the most important things that we can take the intention of loving into our day, how do we do that? So there's a very simple meditation that's really pretty easy to do, where you just simply pay attention to your abdomen, where your breath is, the source of your breath, your diaphragm, just noticing that and saying to yourself, in on the in-breath, out on the out-breath, just observing your breath. And then when a thought shows up, saying, oh, just notice the thought, let it go, bring it back to the breath. So it's a very simple meditation, focusing on the breath, in and out, and thoughts arise, go back to your breath. So it's a centering meditation. It's called the still mind meditation. In Buddhism, it's called a Vipassana meditation. But it's a very simple process. But after you've kind of calmed and gotten to kind of a place where your mind is quieting just a little bit, and this is something that should be done in the morning, then there's a morning intention that we sew onto that meditation. The morning intention is this: today, at the moment of choice, I am love. Today, at the moment of choice, I am love. And what is the moment of choice? The moment of choice is basically any interaction we have with another sentient being. But, you know, when we're in the middle of connecting, interacting, there are often moments of choice embedded there. And there are three kinds of moments of choice. One is when we have a strong emotion. Strong emotion shows up. When a strong emotion shows up, it will push you into what we call emotion-driven behavior. And this refers to that book that we talked about before, that you talked about before, Mind and Emotions. When a strong emotion makes us want to do certain things, and usually they're avoidance behaviors. And the second moment of choice is if you have a strong desire, something you really want that suddenly shows up. You really want something or want to do something, so a strong impulse. And the third moment of choice involves just when you're physically in pain, when there's some kind of painful experience that's going on in your body. So all through the day, these moments of choice show up. Strong emotions, strong sensations, and strong desires or wants or impulses. And we have to pay attention to them. So that little mantra, today at the moment of choice, I am love, means today, when I have a strong emotion, when I have a strong physical sensation, when I have a strong desire or impulse, at those moments, I'm really paying attention and I am bringing love into that moment. I'm going to choose love over what the emotion wants me to do. I'm going to choose love over what the pain wants me to do. I'm going to choose love over what I might be craving or desiring or the impulse I might have. I'm going to choose love over all of that. And so that's one very important way that we can prepare ourselves each day for entering it with love. And then we can do it in more specific ways. You know, for example, if we're focusing on how I'm going to be with a particular, how can I bring love to a particular relationship, particular person, or a particular moment or experience that I expect or anticipate during this day.
Mm-hmm.
So today is a moment of choice in that with that person. They're triggering me. They set me off in some way. They hurt me. They do something that impacts me in a way where I'm feeling some kind of pain. At that exact moment, that's when I'm going to bring love in that moment with that person. So we can prepare for each day to bring love into those special moments, those moments of choice.
I want to ask you this question too on how you changed. So my question is, I've read the book, and there are some things we're going to talk about in a minute about it, especially about intention and moment of choice, but also the fact that gratitude is so prominent in the book. It's just so prominent. And, you know, it's prominent in my life. I don't know when the notion of applying gratitude to a situation showed up. I just don't remember. But the minute it did, I saw things change in the material world. And one of the things that I'm really struck by is how you changed from writing this book. What new level of awareness do you now have? You know, what do you think about the future of what messaging you want to bring, what solutions you want to bring? But generally, somebody's heart changes, maybe their mind changes. Something changes, especially when you write a book in collaboration with someone like Jordan.
Well, I think that what changed for me is realizing that love is a choice, that it is a choice that I make, that we all make. And, you know, for example, when I lost Jordan, I had a choice of just, you know, just hiding from the pain, you know, running from it in whatever way I could, or trying to find him and hold on to that love and experience that relationship, even though he's on the other side. So that was a choice. But I have choices every day in terms of how I relate to my wife, my daughter, the people that I care for, even people I don't care for and don't like. I have choices about, am I going to bring love to those relationships? And those choices are happening every day, multiple times a day. And when I realized that love is a choice, and I saw that with my clients, my couples who were struggling, that love was a choice. It wasn't like, you fall out of love or you know, it just happens. You're in it or you're out of it. You're feeling it or you're not feeling it. No, it's not that at all. It's the choice to care. It's the choice to see that person. It's the choice to have compassion for their pain and to intentionally bring love to them and act with love toward them. So as I started to understand that, it became clear to me that it was something I wanted to convey, and I wanted others to hear a little bit about what I've learned in my experience and what I've learned from Jordan.
Well, you know, I want to just flip over for a minute to the notion of gratitude and how you've beautifully weaved that in to the solution or the meditations or the mantras, because this book is, it doesn't just tell a story. It provides people with tools. It says, look, I'm going to give you a compassion for others meditation. And that had to be super important for you to include in the book. But I would imagine that was important for Jordan to make sure it got included in the book. How does enabling this level of mindfulness or this practice of it through mantras and meditations, how does it shift us?
It shifts us really dramatically. I mean, one of the ways we learn how to love is to learn to notice when love is coming toward us and to be grateful for that. And so gratitude for every experience you have throughout the day, and I encourage people at the end of the day to review their experiences throughout the day for moments where they felt love or compassion coming, or even just basic kindness coming toward them. Somebody let them get into the lane in while they're driving their car. Someone held the door for them. Someone smiled kindly toward them. And then, you know, so there are very small acts of compassion and love, and we need to notice them, as well as things that are, you know, somebody asked how we were, somebody was concerned about us, someone expressed interest in us, someone asked us a question. There are all kinds of ways that love and compassion get sent to us, and learning how to love and learning how to be compassionate depends first on just noticing when we experience it, when we were the receivers of love and compassion, so and really experiencing gratitude for that. So I, you know, there are, you know, practices for gratefully acknowledging everything that you were given throughout the day. Every, you know, tiny act of love that came your way, acknowledging and feeling grateful for that. But the other side of it is, you know, how are you expressing love, kindness, and compassion? And noticing that, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, setting a morning intention.
Yeah.
Love throughout the day. But there's also very active forms of compassion that we can use. And there's a lovely meditation. It's called a Tonglen meditation. It comes out of Buddhist traditions. That is a rather quick way of really enacting compassion, and it involves just, you know, basically kind of imagining that person. You can do it toward yourself as well, but compassion and Tonglen toward others is just imagining that human's pain and their struggle, and breathing it in as a dark cloud. It seems very strange to do that, but breathing in their pain, allowing it to come in, and in our heart it gets transformed. You breathe it into your heart region, it's transformed there into kindness, love, and compassion, and you breathe out kindness, love, and compassion toward that person in the form of light. Breathe in the cloud of their pain, breathe out kindness, love, and compassion in the form of light. So it's a simple meditation. It's sort of counterintuitive because we don't want to take in pain usually, but in this process we take in pain and it transforms inside our heart into love, kindness, and compassion, which we breathe out. So it's a simple meditation. It's a very beautiful one. There are other meditations, loving kindness meditation, where we actively intend for the other person to be free of suffering, to have happiness, and those are very simple meditations as well. Loving kindness is a beautiful meditation. Anybody can find it on the internet. Kristen Neff developed a beautiful one, and they're simple. They're short. It doesn't take long to do it. But these are very important and active ways of sending love outward, sending compassion outward, and doing it with a sense of kindness and mm-hmm. love. I think it's important for our own well-being that we do that.
Yeah. You know, as I started to look a little bit closely, and one of the great paradoxes, or some people call it the great paradox. They don't say the great paradox. But they talk about the energy, especially whenever I would ever bring up gratitude, right? And I've learned how to talk about gratitude differently over time. I've also learned how to talk about forgiveness differently over time. But I think the emotional dilemma and reaction that I've seen, and I wonder if you've seen it, is trying to have a conversation about gratitude and loss. Even using gratitude and loss in the same sentence. You know, what have we learned about helping and encouraging people to understand the dynamic between the two and their energies? I mean, you can call them words, but they really are energies, and they have multidimensional aspects, right? They have a mental, they have an emotional, they have a spiritual, right? What is it that you've been able to say, or Jordan, about the power of gratitude and loss?
Well, I think when I think of gratitude and loss, I think of gratitude for love. You know, you may have lost somebody; they may not be here at this moment on the physical plane. But when I'm grateful, I am grateful for all the love I had with that soul, with that person, even though they may not be here presently. And so in that loss is gratitude for love. And I think to me that's, and Jordan, the losing Jordan also brings up gratitude for all the love that has existed between us while he was physically here and all the love that continues to exist between us. And a part of the gratitude for loss is also, I think, embedded in a relationship before there's any significant loss. You know, every day, you know, that I'm with my wife, I am aware that loss is coming, that one of us will go, and you know, and we're older, and this is not that far away. So when we're together, it makes the relationship sweeter And I have more gratitude for the love between us, because I know that loss is embedded in this, that we will lose each other, at least on this plane. I can be grateful, even more grateful for the relationship and the beauty and the love between us, because that loss is present and looming.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about a lot today. We've talked about this book, but this isn't the only book you've written, and this isn't the only body of work that you do. I want to make sure that we let folks know, for everybody out there, we're talking about, you know, this book, right? Love in the Time of Impermanence, Dr. Matthew McKay, the author of Luminous Landscape of the Afterlife as well, and much more. But what I want you all to do is I want you all to check out some of the other things that Dr. McKay is doing. And, you know, what it is that we can do to navigate towards love. Before we talk about navigating towards love, can you please give us your website? Let everybody know, if you could, for us, how they can find out, how they can find out about you, how they can get your other books, how they, all of that.
Well, the website that, you know, has a lot of Jordan's writings on it is seekingjordan.com. And so you can find out more about him and what he's written and what he has to say on a lot of subjects there. You can just Google me on the internet and see what I've written. And if your audience is interested at all in that, I've written a lot of books on anxiety, depression, trauma, and how to deal with those painful emotions. I will say something about trauma for a minute. I have a trauma clinic in here in California, and low fee clinics, and serve folks who don't have other resources. But one of the things about trauma is that when people have trauma, they really get caught in trying to avoid pain. You know, they've had this enormous amount of pain, and they spend their life trying to not have it, trying to get rid of it, trying to push it away, the emotional pain, the memories, and so forth. And in order to get through trauma, we have to do something different. Instead of avoiding pain, we have to turn toward love. We have to turn toward our core spiritual values. Who do I want to be in this world? And people, you know, lose sight of that because they're so busy trying to get rid of and control the pain. And so one of the things we're teaching people in our clinic is let's allow the pain. Let's face the pain. Let's not run from it. But in doing that, in facing the pain, it allows us now to turn toward love, to be the person we want to be in our relationships, mm-hmm. And to do the things that we need and want to do here on this planet. So a lot of, you know, dealing with painful emotions, whether it's trauma, anxiety, depression, is, yes, I have that emotion, I have that pain, let me face it, let me not run from it, let me turn toward love in the face of that pain.
Yeah. You know, there is a power and a power of love. And I want to spend the last couple minutes we have to really ask you what you and Jordan have learned about the power of love.
Well, the power of love, I think, keeps us in a state of grace. Now, I don't mean that in a religious sense.
Right.
Like an absence of sin or something. I mean, the power of love keeps us aligned with the most important and core spiritual value we have, which is to love. And love ourselves, take care of ourselves, and love every other sentient being, to recognize our connection to everyone and to all of consciousness. And so it feels to me like love is the centerpiece of our lives and what we're learning here. And Jordan actually says something very specific about this. He says, love is simple. It is caring for and seeing others. Love is doing in each moment what relationship requires.
Mm.
And that I think is the essence of what we're trying to learn here.
Yeah, and I love the action tenor to it. I mean, you know, he's like doing and saying, because how many times have we heard the words that don't align with the actions, Dr. McKay?
Yeah.
How many times? Yeah.
Yeah?
And we so want to believe. And what you've been able to do is through this book and through Jordan and, you know, thanks to both of you, what you've been able to do is give people an opportunity now to not just understand the power of love, but to learn a bit, to bring it in the forefront, to understand what it is and what it's not, and to help us all stop avoiding pain by numbing. Thank you so much for all that. How do we get a copy of the book again, and how do we find out more about you?
The book itself is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookstores everywhere, really. And, again, find out more about Jordan in particular on seekingjordan.com. And if you're more interested in me and the things I've written, you can see that on Google.
Hmm. I can't thank you enough. I love the timeliness of this. I love that this is a message for millions and millions and millions of people that cannot make sense of their pain right now. Thank you. Dr. Matthew McKay, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat, Benny, Jacob. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. We got another hour coming up.
Expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Wednesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the sound. Well, this time over on 405 southbound at Northeast 124th Street around Mile Post 21. A recent collision partially blocking the toll lane. That's just north of Kirkland. Again, on 405 southbound and Northeast 124th Street, collision partially blocking the left toll lane. Good thing, though, it's a response team, State Patrol, and Kirkland Police have all arrived on the scene, and they are taking care of that situation. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. A financial expert says Americans can expect interest rate hikes to go on for several months. This comes as the Federal Reserve is expected to announce a rate hike soon. Bank Rate's Mark Hamrick says the burning question is, will it be 0.5%, or will the Fed try to give the economy another dose of medicine by raising it 0.75%? Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it's important for nations to work together to combat pandemics.
A lot more work remains to be done, but this is moving forward precisely because we've come together in a coordinated way.
Speaking at the State Department, Blinken said the world needs to be prepared for whatever comes next. Blinken also cited ongoing U.S. efforts to get more vaccines to other countries. A migrant caravan that was making its way through Mexico on their way to the U.S. border is dissolving. Todd Benzman with the Center for Immigration Studies says it fizzled when Mexico started handing out temporary visas to most of its members.
This is by design in order to eliminate the caravan as a really big political canker sore.
He warned visas will only incentivize the next caravan. New details are being revealed about the plans by Patriot Front members to disrupt events in Idaho last weekend. 31 men who belong to the white nationalist group were arrested for allegedly planning to disrupt a pride event in Coeur d'Alene. Court records show police found a document in the U-Haul truck where the men were riding. It detailed checkpoints, prep times, and backup plans. Smoke was to be used at the discretion of the column coordinator. A smoke grenade was found on one of the men. The suspects will be arraigned next month. An election in Texas for an open congressional seat involved a lot of firsts. Mayra Flores will become the first Mexican-born woman to serve in Congress, and she won with some high-powered help from the world's richest man.
Elon Musk's first vote in Texas was for her.
That's Rice University political analyst Mark Jones. Musk now lives in South Texas, where his private spaceflight company SpaceX is launching. He tweeted that when he voted for Flores, it was the first time he's voted Republican. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grain danger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies with a few sunbreaks. High temperatures around 66, 67 degrees. Tonight, more clouds and light rain showers moving in. Low temperatures back down to about 53. For Thursday, starting out with mostly cloudy skies and light showers moving to mostly cloudy skies. Parting slightly by Thursday afternoon. High temperatures around 68. Mostly cloudy skies for Thursday night. Lows back down to about 53. Friday and running up into the weekend, more clouds and 50% chance of showers. High temperatures mid-60s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sacred Magic Show. Bring in the mystical and the sacred for healing. With my good friend, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and myself, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In this live call-in show, you will witness the shifting of energies that bring about your transformation beyond your wildest dreams. Feel the answers to your most important questions flow into your heart as it opens to a new world of possibility. Together, Dr. Georgia, coming from the heavenly and angelic realms, and myself, Dr. Sharon, coming in from the deep realms of the earth, create an unstoppable powerhouse of sacred magic that has the power to enliven, activate, shift, transmute, and transform the challenges ever present in your life. You are now entering the hub for love and acceptance. The Sacred Magic Show starts now.
Hi, everybody. I'm Doc Martin, Dr. Sharon. I'm here with Dr. Georgia and Dr. Pat. And this is the Sacred Magic Show. So what does that mean? Well, by sacred magic, Georgia and I mean that we are going to take your connection to spirit, to the ascended masters, to God, and turn it into magic by shifting things for you. Georgia is a master energy worker, so we want to use this time to show you how there is magic in the world and how if you bring in that connection, and that connection is really all about the biggest vibration of all, which is love, bring that in, you can have remarkable transformation. And that's what we're all about. That's what Georgia's chiropractic and life coaching and energy work business is all about. That's what my physician and energy healing work is all about. And Pat's whole MO is her network, her 20-year-old network of helping you guys shift. So I wanted to make that point because that's exciting. The second thing is somebody said to me, well, why would you take a caller? What would you with that person, what they say, how would that have anything to do with me? Why would I want to listen to that? Well, I want to say, hold on a second. I think that's absolutely why you should listen. We are humans sharing the same challenges. And when you deeply listen, and I'm talking like holding sacred space, listen to someone sharing their vulnerability and their challenges, you can feel that energetically. It can work on you and open you up to your own perspectives and shifting things for you. So it's not individual in the sense that close your ears because it doesn't matter. It's individual because the person is being very vulnerable, sharing themselves with you, but it is universal that what we talk about impacts you as well. So I encourage you to listen. Even if you think this is a person who you might not have any resonance with, the truth is you do. And Pat, you've seen that in the network, haven't you?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, there are a lot of things I think we see and a lot of things that we are now seeing. We're seeing, first of all, we're seeing the up-leveling of people connecting. And I don't even have a language for that, right? Because it's more of an energy. And what I love about it is that it is an energy that enables people to not always know exactly what that means, but know that there's something they want to experience better and bigger. The other thing is, you know, when we think about magic, and we think about, I cannot even tell you. Okay, so let's have a pop culture moment. I got to have a pop culture moment.
Okay, go for it.
My friend sends me the list of all of the TV shows that have been renewed and the ones that have been canceled. And so she sends me this list because she knows that as one show, I absolutely wanted them to renew, but they didn't. And so she sends me the list, and it's big circled. But then she says, can you believe all the shows on magic or magical or something about magic or not even saying the word magic? But some of them say the word witch, some of them don't. And I said, well, which in particular? So she said one of the, I don't know, Benny, am I allowed to name a network? One of the shows airing on one of the networks that begins with net is called, the show's called Lock and Key. And I didn't watch it till recently. But it's in the air. This idea and the shift that we made from the day-to-day mundane, especially in what we want to include in our energy field, has shifted. Now, why? Why?
Why?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, but I'll tell you why.
Overwhelming number.
Okay. So let me just digress a minute. I've been working with this spiritual community led by Dr. Patrice Fields for maybe going on 7 years. And we talk about the forces in the world, the forces in the galaxy. And there is a primal, as in been there since the beginning of time, force of magic. It was stronger years and years and years ago and stronger before institutions like church institutions tried to take it out. But it is a key alchemical force to have 1 + 1 become 3. And it is the way that shifts of big kinds happen. And I think, and you said, what are the things, I forget your exact question, but I was going to say the two things that come to mind are tribe and unity consciousness. And the indigenous knew about how to work within, in Peruvian, you would say within the IU, within your spiritual, your familial connections.
Mm-hmm.
We need that now. Our earth, our humanity, our species are calling for that now. And we need the help of forces greater than ourselves. And one of the key primal forces is that of magic. And it is a huge force and would be bigger if we took it in more and allowed it to shine more. So you're not, when you say you don't understand, well, or is it going on? It's going on in our consciousness because we're waking up to the way the indigenous lived. And we need to wake up because we need to make changes that happen soon and they need to be miraculous.
Yeah.
Are we talking too much?
I'd like to add to that, Sharon. In my chiropractic room with network spinal analysis, it's typical to work with multiple people in a room because when one person opens up, it helps the other person open. So when I only have one person in the waiting room and they've been around with this care for a while, they will wait until other people come because it's more powerful in a group. Group healing is more powerful. And that's where the world is going, where we open the door for the next person and the next, and we all do it together.
You know, you just made me, Pat, talk about pop culture. Somewhere, I think it was Florida, somebody, and I think it was a Starbucks, said, I'm going to pay for the coffee the guy behind me wants.
Yeah.
And that chain went on for over 300 people till one person who didn't understand the power of unity said, I'm not going to pay for somebody else. After 300, I think it was 384, I could be making that wrong, but it was like as big as that. One after the other passed it on. What an amazing connection.
Yeah.
And then that person, that sourpuss.
I'm glad you I'm inspired. I want to go buy somebody's coffee now.
I know.
We'll get it started. We'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, even a gal. How about this? Let's start this. I'll buy a gallon of gas for the person next at the pump.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, we kind of need gas a little more than coffee today, or do we not?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because I had this moment the other day, and I was watching somebody at the pump, literally committed to a dollar amount. Clearly, they were filling a card. They had X amount of dollars. That's all they had. They had, I can't remember if it was five or whatever it is, because we were kind of looking at each other. And I think he turned to me and said something, like, you really have a gas guzzler, don't you? I said, you know, it's got a really big gas tank, but it's not that bad on gas. But now that you mentioned it, now I'm paying more. So we had a little chit-chat at the gas pump. Both of us, of course, had masks on. And I had a moment where I watched this young man. You know how you click the thing to get five, not 501. And
a
I had
drip,
this
and a drip.
And I thought, why don't I just fill his tank? That's really what I thought. Now, by the time I could do this, this guy filled his tank, put the gas tank back, got in his car, and he was gone. But see, what is the energy that we're talking about, ladies? What is the energy that we're talking about? And, you know, part of this is Sacred Heart open to love. And for those of you out there, I just want to be really clear about today's show. This is a live call-in show. Sacred Magic with Dr. Georgia and Dr. Sharon, this is a live call-in show. It is a show where you'll get to connect with each of them. Each of them will do readings for you. I call them readings. They're much more than that. But please call in or go over to Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio, and put your question and comment in there. 1-800-930-2819. Because we're not just talking about this. We want to help you get there. See, we want to help you get there. What does it mean to get there? What does it mean to open to love? Isn't it interesting that Linda lines up two shows, and both of them are talking about love in a different way, but both of them are in the active sense of love, open to love. And in that, don't you find it interesting that we're talking about actions that demonstrate that?
Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely. That's actually what I was thinking about right before the show was, you know, what sets us back from love, you know, what kind of fears and where did these fears come from? And all the things we have to do to step forward, just like you would with your career or a goal, all the emotions you have to work through to move forward on something that's uncomfortable but has a great reward.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was listening to someone this morning, and I want to ask you both about this because we are talking about this. I want to ask you, how hungry are we? How hungry? What is the level of hunger that we're experiencing? What are you both looking at right now? And then what gets in the way of satisfying that hunger?
I think the hunger right now, I think it's always been big, but I think it's huge in the past 2.5 years because we've gone into lockdown. That isolation and that fear of looking at somebody, could you be sick? Do you have a vaccine? that separation is, we're not meant, I mean, as I said, I use the word tribe. We are not meant to live as socially isolated people. We are a tribe, and we get our inspiration from the collective. I just reminded of the Aboriginals and those in Australia, and they did collective dreaming, literally slept together and dreamt together. And then I guess I'm guessing this, I don't know this as a fact, in the morning talked about it. We are meant to share our experiences. We are meant to lift each other up. We are meant to, like the Norman Rockwell, is anybody old enough to remember Norman Rockwell? Am I the oldest one here? To that, you know, the man or the woman bending down to help a kid. That's in our nature. Love is in our nature. And love is when we are the most inspired, illuminated, in pleasure, in feeling good. So I think we want to be filled with love. I think it also, if I look at it energetically, the love vibration is the powerful connection to spirit. And Georgia, you work straightly from that platform in the love vibe. All, you know, that's how Georgia heals, is straight from that love platform.
What does that look like and feel like for you? You know, and the reason I'm bringing it up is because we can be talking about it, but it's so cool to really try to demonstrate to people. Can I tell you, I'm going to demonstrate, and then you can answer it. I can't disclose the details, but Sharon and I had a little predicament, 10 days ago maybe?
Just got caught up to that.
Okay. Now, it was an impossible, or looked impossible. But it depends on how you show up. And that's what you're going to talk about, Dr. Georgia. It's like how we show up. You can show up from a complete place of, oh, my gosh, there's never going to be a solution to this. I'm never going to find this out. I'm, like, miserable about it. I'm so angry about it. Or you can be guided intuitively to do the next indicated thing. Long story short, that's actually what we did. And in the process, two incredible artists, a woman I had never met, I was guided to find her on the craziest pop culture site out there, I think. It's like Etsy or something, whatever it is. I don't know why I went there. I don't know how it happened. But she jumped in, and what did she do? Hello, wait a minute. This is show and tell. I have a show and tell. And she helped. And she gifted us the most incredible art, backwards. This is one version of it. She gave us all the versions, Ariane, all the versions, all the files. That's one thing I bought from her. Gave us everything.
And that was energy of sharing and joining up and tribe, just to connect us.
See, this is her work. Hold on. I don't know if I can do it. Okay. Why am I showing you that? Because if love didn't show up, and love from her part, this fabulous artist, if that didn't come together, nothing
really
got done.
I was energetically walking out the door.
So, Dr. Georgia, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, Dr. Georgia, that's my example of love. In a disastrous situation, Sharon's walking out the door. But how does it show up for you?
Well, as soon as you had an example about love and loving Sharon and getting love, you lit up. Because it's fun. It's exciting. That's what love feels like to me. And then when I hear how you guys work together with love, that's, I have the space inside of me to receive that, so I feel it. It's the same thing how we started at the beginning. how love is contagious, my kind of contagious. And it opens the heart. It's expansive. And it makes life so interesting to see how it's going to unfold and to watch people brighten up and to pay attention to people. I think you were able to help Sharon because you pay attention to her. You listen to her. And I think that's love. And no matter where we come from in our religious beliefs, it doesn't matter. Love is love. And that's what we need, is to hear that, hear and see through the eyes of love. And then we're guided in our next step. And it's exuberating. And that's what brings us closer and closer to our goals, closer to our community, closer to the things we crave. And when we're really, really afraid, focus on that love. We don't just think about the fear, because there's always fear, always. But just, you know, I went on this big trip to Greece and Italy. It was scary all the time. I was in crowds constantly. I was in questionable parts of town, eating foods I didn't know if they were safe or not, things like that, and climbing and biking and things that were specifically very hard. But I kept focused on feeling guided by love, and love is fun. You have to focus on it. But even though it's difficult when you're stretching, if you focus on that love, it makes it more rewarding. And then you celebrate, and then it feels passionate and exciting in your body. That's what it feels like for me, and I get to watch that in other people too.
And, you know, that's what today's show is about. I just want to remind everybody that, you know, we're talking about love and how it shows up, but there have been many times in my life where I didn't really understand or had the tools or knew what to do. This show is to help you remove the barriers that you may have. And, you know, one of the things I talked about in a previous show, and I think you all remember it, here's the indicator that you've got a barrier. There's one word. It has such a powerful energy. It will cut you off from everything good you want to manifest. And that is the word resentment. If you're holding that resentment, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it, but if you got that energy of that, you know, you're looking at your coworker and saying, you know what, dude, you really shouldn't have got that promotion, okay? You know, I don't care, like, who you, right? That, right? That takes on a life of its own. And you may be thinking, no, that's not in the way. That's not blocking me to love. Yeah, it is. Because resentment and love has a really hard time coexisting. You have to pick one or the other. One will bump the other out. And I will tell you in a nanosecond, love will bump resentment out, and you won't even have to, like, blink. But you don't know how to do it always. I didn't. So today, this show's for all of you to call in. Is there something, do you have that little resentment, you have that little resentment burr under your saddle? You know, is your horse completely wild because you don't know that you put the resentment bar under there, you don't know that it's there, and you know how to get rid of it, because that's what we want to help you with. Our call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. It's a live call-in show. We're going to take the callers right to the end. But this is about giving you some help. Maybe there's something that needs to heal. Maybe there is.
So
maybe
I'm thinking about that guy who broke the 380-plus chain. No, I mean, really, how can you break? But in there, it's had to be a resentment. Why would I spend money for that person?
Yep.
I don't have enough money. I need my money.
That's a core value belief. That's a core value belief resentment. Those, that right there, that thing is, that is, that's like metastasized resentment.
That's toxic, isn't it?
But it still can be amended, see?
Well, I think absolutely it can be amended, and that's what George and I do energetically, is help open. It's like where I don't remember what it's called, but the stuff you put in the car to clean the fuel line. So, you know, you've got the fuel line that's going to bring in the download from spirit, but if it's all corroded and filled up with junk, like your resentment, your fears, your all of that other stuff, the jealousy, well, we're going to help. We're going to be that additive that's going to clean your fuel line and let your carburetor go vroom, vroom, vroom.
And it's about opening up and being honest to ourselves where we do have blocks, anger, fears, resentment, and letting go of that resistance and bringing love into that, into ourselves there, and seeing why did something hurt our feelings, and then figure out what's our next step. By bringing that love, we open and we expand so we can let wisdom come through. And then when that wisdom comes through, we're going to hear things like, go get that feeling we need ourselves, go start putting that into our life, or go write a letter and send it, or write a letter and keep it. All of that kind of healing, those steps start coming in when we start looking at how we feel and not seeing the feeling, the resentment of, oh, resentment, the end, let's just stay here. It's, oh, here's resentment. What do I need? How can I grow from this? Because the resentment's there for a reason. There's something that wasn't met. There was some neglect, some pain, and that feeling is going to be your teacher to launch you into deeper love.
Mm-hmm. I want to throw out a couple of questions before we go to break, because this I know is going on. How many people right now, how many of you are feeling resentment about COVID? How many of you are thinking about that? How many of you are feeling resentment for the country you think started it all? And therefore then the people in that country. And therefore the people in that country that aren't even in that country, that are in the United States. How does that resentment turn into anger? How are you feeling about how invisible you may feel about the current fact? And I'm taking something that is right up in our faces. How do you feel about how invisible you may feel in the throes that there are more people getting COVID now than we have ever had, but they're not being counted? There are more small businesses that are being affected. But how do you feel about what your experience has been in the past 3 years? What are you carrying forward that we could help you replace with love? And it doesn't matter how deep it is. It doesn't matter how great the loss is. You know, how many of us know people, and Sharon lives and breathes this, but how many of us know people that tell the story of saying goodbye to their fathers through a glass wall, not through touch, not through knowledge? Strangest situations. How many people resent the other person for either getting a vaccine or not getting a vaccine? How many people resent, fill in your own blank, but see, that's just one thing that's in our, that's one isolated venue in our consciousness, just one. But the energy and the anger around this one thing is so immense that alcoholism has risen in online sales to over 550. Bars that have now opened post-COVID are grossing 30% more than they did before COVID. Why? 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break when we come back. How do you quiet the inner voice? But how might you change that inner voice from a voice of resentment to a voice of love? That's what Dr. Georgia and Dr. Sharon are going to do when we come back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the Air Machine, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
To awaken your magic within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Hi, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist with Adrena Layton.
We want to invite you to join us on the Coach Martez and with Adrena Layton show, where we discuss understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective.
Relationships are the currency to life, and so many couples find themselves broke in their relationships. We want you to join us for a lively discussion and practical tips and insights on how to turn things around and gain the merit for life mindset.
We're back. I'm Dr. Sharon here with Dr. Georgia, Dr. Pat, Sacred Magic Show. Before we get into, we have a caller, and we'll get to you in a minute, Paris. We'll be right there. If you want to work with either Dr. Georgia or myself, my website is drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com, and you can find my email there, and that's the best way to contact me. And Georgia, how about you?
Mine is my website, that's sacredmotherhealing.com. From there, you'll find phone number and a text and social media contacts.
Okay, perfect. So just before we go to Paris, I just want to reiterate that the energetics that Georgia and I set up here are universal. And what happens, and I want to explain this briefly, because we had a caller in our first show that called in with one energetic, and by the next show when she called in, things were miraculously different. And Georgia and I don't make the shifts happen. We open to spirit, and the caller was receptive enough to take that. It's sort of like we set up a vortex and you step into it, and then if you're receptive enough and willing, that can blow you wide open in a good way. And so when you see shifts happen, you're ready for that. You are the one who is allowing that. So I just want to really make that point. But anyway, Paris, please tell us how we can help you.
Okay. I'd probably ask this question
1,000 times or 100,000 times in my lifetime. So I'm 74 years old, and love has eluded me my whole life. Not that I haven't been in love. I've been in love 3 times, and I know you talked about COVID, but that wasn't why I called. I hope that's okay.
Oh, of course. Yes, of course.
Oh, thank you. So I don't know. I've done everything I know to do. I have my first boyfriend's picture with me on my refrigerator, because I keep thinking if I put it there, I keep thinking that I'm blocked from him because the wound was so deep. But I made that up. I don't know if that's true.
Well,
I've been married twice, just so you know. And neither one of those were the people I was in love with.
Right. So what I'm hearing is that you have a pretty high standard, even though you've had 3 relationships that you say you loved. Do you think you have a high standard?
I don't know what a high stand. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here feeling that you have an image that you think means real love, and I'm not sure if that isn't a sort of a fooler for you. If it's not, George, I'll let you chime in just a second. What I'm feeling is that your attention to this image has taken you out of the things you feel when you're in that relationship, and that I'm wondering if you're not actually feeling love when you're in those relationships, but your mind keeps pulling you out to this image and telling you that what you're feeling is not as good as that. Georgia, chime in here.
Exactly, Sharon. That's exactly what I was thinking about. When we watch movies and read the book, it's always about what happens in the first week or couple of months or even first year. And that's the infatuation. That can happen with a lot of people, depending on your astrology. For some people, their astrology is more picky for a love person versus some people that, you know, somebody with lots of Aries, they can fall in love very easily, but it's real quick and then it's over. And then you have somebody like a Taurus where they're going to take a long time to fall in love with anyone. So it depends on your astrology. So you have to value who you are. But the thing is, like we were saying earlier, love is an action. So we can turn our relationship into what we want. It's bringing that to our relationships, bringing it to our friendships, bringing it to our romantic relationship to create the environment that we want. And as we bring it to our relationships, we also learn how to bring it to ourselves. And if we outgrow our partner, let's say because we now have a new, larger bucket of love, we can change partners for somebody else that has a bigger bucket of love. So that is fine. And because as we shift, we have a different language inside. So we have to have a different partner sometimes, or sometimes our partner changes with us with that. And now I'm repeating, but with that bucket of love. And I feel like the more you work on loving yourself and letting yourself spend time with God, letting that love in, you're going to be shown how to love the people in your life and also how to heal those wounds that have hurt before and not get caught up in media, in the quick love, the magic love that this person's going to complete me and it's going to be a spark forever. It's more about psychology that's where, well, love is a lot about that. So Sharon, how would you ask?
I just want to take it, Paris, if you'll go with us. I want to take it to the energetic, and I want you to bring yourself into your heart space. So if you can just energetically bring yourself into your heart space, and George and I are shifting the energetics as I talk. When you're in that space, then the actions and the feelings and the wishes you have come from a place of love. So I really want you to feel yourself in that space. It's out of the head. It's out of the looking out to the world and saying, oh, well, I'm not over there. I need to be over there. Oh, wait, that doesn't look good enough. I need to move over here. Oh, no. Bring yourself back in. Continue to bring yourself back in and operate with love for yourself and for those around you. And I think if we can just energetically, we're setting that for you. We're clearing that path for you. If you can bring yourself into your heart space, sitting in there comfortably, feeling loved from spirit, even if you didn't have it in your past relationships or your childhood or growing up, feeling that place where you are perfect, and that you are deserving of love, then the actions you take moving forward come from inside that space. And that's going to be important for you, because you could spin yourself out of control looking out to see what doesn't match you and, oh my gosh, I have to be that, or needs to be that, or this isn't good. Bringing yourself back into that space. And I'm wondering if you can feel that difference, Paris, if you'll share with me what you're feeling.
Boy, I think I've done everything I know to do and not do, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I've approached it from every ask, come from love. I believe that. And I believe my heart is open. Is it possible it's not your destiny to have that?
Can I jump in? Hey, Paris, this is Dr. Pat. How are you?
Okay.
So let me just acknowledge you for a minute. I am so honored you called in today to share something so vital and important that millions of people go through, and myself included. I was listening to you when you opened up the call, and I think you referenced a love that you've had that was, how else should I say it, that broke your heart. Is that correct?
Yeah, my first love.
First love. Do you know, I still think about my first love. I was 16. Now, okay, don't roll your eyes, everybody. Yeah, I considered that a first love. But love is powerful. And my sense of you is that love is very powerful and was very powerful for you. Am I right about that?
That's all there is. I mean, that's my life. I don't know anything else.
Yeah. But it's very powerful for you. And
100%.
100,000,000%, if that's like even a number. And when we have a powerful love like that, at least for me, and see if you resonate with this, you go on throughout your life and you hope and you look for that kind of love again. Now, I can't tell you how many not so good relationships I went through, right, in that search. And it sounds like you had the same journey, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think you even said, I really married people. Correct me if I'm wrong. I hate to paraphrase wrong. But I had two other marriages, but it wasn't that love, right?
It was other reasons.
Like other reasons. So here's what I'm going to say to you from my background and perspective. I don't want you to give up on love, and I don't want you to give up on that feeling of love. But what I want to ask you to do is remove any doubt from your consciousness, and that's what Sharon took away. That's what Sharon took away. She took away the idea or the doubt that you will never have that kind of love again. So she actually helped remove that in the energetic block. Now it's up to you to remove it, because I went for 30 years thinking I am never, ever going to have that experience again. And I was wrong. And when I got some help on it, and this is the help you're getting today, we're only asking you to do one thing. I want you to change one belief. No, you're not destined to not be in love or have love. Absolutely not. I don't know what kind of universe you believe in, but I believe you're destined to have the love you want. We just have to move something out of your realm of consciousness, and I do believe it's the belief, I'm never going to have love again. It's not a destiny, no. So are you willing to really work? Well, Sharon has created the opening, and so did Dr. Georgia, to let that go. Are you ready to let that go with us?
100%.
Can I hear you say, I am so destined to have the most exciting, juiciest love, better than my first love? Can you do that?
I am so ready to have the best, the most magnificent love of my life.
Okay, these two ladies are still working on you. Come on, you got to join me in this, Paris. Look it. I am so absolutely ready to have the most juiciest love in my life, like now.
I am ready to have the most juiciest love in my life ever.
Okay, Sharon and Dr. Georgia, you two got to work harder. One more time, Paris. One more time. Go ahead. You ladies, you got to work a little bit harder here. Come on, Paris. I'm Paris. I'm ready. I'm named after a city. I'm named after the dang city of love. And I am ready to have the most juiciest love relationship in my life now.
Okay. I am ready to have.
Ready.
Ready to have the most juiciest relationship that I've ever had.
Here's the deal. This is your assignment, because both Dr. Sharon and Dr. George are going to continue to work on the energy of it. You're almost there. I want you for 70 times a day for 70 days. You got me? You feel me? Do not do 69. I'm telling you, 70 times a day, this is your mantra. Do you believe in God, universe? What do you call it, that thing you believe in? What do you call it?
All of it. Creator, universe.
All right, here we go. I want to thank you, God, Creator, universe, for sending me the juiciest relationship in my life. 70 times a day, 70 days. You got to do it.
Okay, I'll do it.
And the reason I'm telling you to do it, because both Sharon and Dr. George are going to, every time you do it, they're going to feel the energy and clear it for you. And I want
you to
call in on the next time they're on, because I'm telling you, this is the only thing that helped me open up my heart for the most loving, deeply, deeply, deeply loving, friendship loving, intimate loving relationship in my life, one that I never, and by the way, it was a previous one, and never, ever, 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 ever thought I'd be able to repair. Hello. Okay, Paris, can you do it for us?
I'll do it for everyone. Yes.
But do it for yourself. Please do it for yourself, because they're going to keep working with you energetically. And not 69 times a day, 70 times a day. And you can have your own version of it, okay?
For 70 days.
Yes, ma'am.
And when's the next time they're going to be on here?
Ladies?
Is that in a month?
No.
Yeah, in 30 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, 30
days. But that doesn't mean you can't reach out to them. So I'm going to make sure that they're giving out their information. Stay in touch with us and stay in touch with them, because they're going to be able, I call this energetic nitpicking healing. They're going to be able to nitpick not the burrs under the saddle, but the little teeny thorns that you get from those little roses, right? You ever get one of those in your finger and you cannot find it? They're going to be able to help you with that, okay?
Thank you.
Boy, I needed to hear that too. Paris, thank you so much.
Paris,
thank you. Hey, let's make sure everybody knows how to get a hold of you and work with you. Because, you know, this is a small part of, and her energy shifted in 3 minutes in Paris. Good job. Right? Right, ladies?
Absolutely.
There's a work that we do in the outside world when we're physical, when we're vocal. But that's only the tip of the iceberg. The energetic work, and Sharon, which you opened the portal for, and Dr. Georgia, that is the work that gets rid of the rest of the iceberg. So how do people find out more about each of you? Can you please let them know how they contact you, how they schedule time with you?
Yes, so I just want to close one thing here.
Okay.
Every time Paris does that mantra, she is bringing the vibratory pattern of what we set. And then each time she does it, that builds and builds and builds. So that vibratory structure keeps getting renewed and renewed and renewed, and then it's finally ingrained. So that really is important to do. But anyway, drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com, and my website, the email is on there. And so, Georgia?
SacredMotherHealing.com. That's my website, and you can click around and find out about the services and contact information there.
I want to ask you both to comment in the last couple of minutes we have left. This is about shifting blocks to love. And this is one of the most powerful things we need right now in the world. I mean, across the board, just across the board. Don't you both think that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It is the vibration that can heal anything. Mm-hmm. It can heal the wounded, heal the sick, heal the barriers, and lift you higher. So it's, talk about magic. That is a magical vibration. That's the big cheese of vibrations.
Yeah. I agree. It softens the heart so we can see ourselves and see others and be brave.
And I'm just another reflection about what a Paris's struggle is. When you sit in that, in the relationship you're in right now, and have the comparison to how it isn't what it used to be, or it isn't what you really want, that takes away from the being fully present in what you have. And that mantra that Pat helped Paris come to brings it all down to the immediate moment. And it brings it all into, instead of thinking, well, this isn't what it should be or was or what I really want, is saying, I am ready for this. I am open to this. And then that becomes, I have this. Then that becomes, I am this. And then watch the shifts that happen around you when your partner starts to be more of mm-hmm. what you wanted. And because that way of shifting you from that inner critic to the resounding juiciness shifts everything.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, Georgia, Dr. Georgia, it took three of us to get there. That's how powerful her first love was, mm-hmm. that it took three of us. Dr. Georgia, with you opening it up, and Sharon, you shifting the energy, so that the hit that I got was, okay, I can help her. This feels so familiar. Sometimes it does take multiple aspects of work. But that first love, I hadn't thought about my first love in 10 years until Paris. Thank you for that. That moment and the struggle of it, and the struggle with sexual identity. I mean, it was so amazing.
It's such a powerful imprint.
It is.
It's an imprint, and
Yeah. Dr. Georgia, how do we find out about you? How do we get more juiciness from you?
Yeah, at sacredmotherhealing.com, and you can also find us on Instagram.
Cool.
Yeah, a lot of fun stuff there, too.
We got a minute. I'd like to know what each of you want to leave us with. Sharon?
I think the three of us coming together to make a very powerful shift in what was a very powerful imprint, that's the meaning of tribe. That's the unity that we're all seeking. Let's keep it going. Let's do, all of us collectively, let's do more of that stuff.
And holding space for other people for exactly where they are and letting them open and bloom right in front of us and holding that space for them.
Thank you for listening to the Sacred Magic Show, bringing in the mystical and sacred with myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and Sharon Martin, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Come back and continue to witness myself, Dr. Georgia, and Dr. Sharon as we shift energy to bring about transformation beyond your wildest dreams. Tap into the magic and sacred nature of angels, plants, colors, stones, and many other energetic vibrations for powerful shifts and healing on trans.